Paper and forestry are the number one employers across northeastern Wisconsin. That's why 8th District Representative Mark Green says he worked to get the $500,000 federal grant to establish a paper research center at UWGB. Green says the center will be modeled after one at UW-Madison that's centered on biotechnology. He says the paper center will focus on consumer products that create spin-off jobs.
If you take a look at what's happened down in Madison, the number of small companies that have been started up down there from the patentable technologies, what's taken place in the Medical College of Wisconsin as a result, we need to do the same thing for forestry and paper.
The university will hold the rights to whatever patents eventually come from the new center. The school will be able to sell licensing rights to private companies. The chancellor of UWGB is Bruce Shepard. He hopes the center will attract new paper companies to northeastern Wisconsin and keep remaining companies and related industries from leaving.
There's increasing evidence that industry follows talented people, and it's not the other way around. So this is part of bringing together a core of talented people that industry will seek out and say, that's where we want to be located.
The initial $500,000 grant will be used to hire 4 staffers, including 2 researchers. Students from UWGB and Stevens Point will be able to learn from the center and potentially help develop techniques that can be patented. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.